Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I congratulate you on your nomination as president of the meeting, and I want to reassure you of the full support and cooperation from the part of Brazil. Brazil strongly believes that the Convention on Prohibitions and Restrictions of the Use of Certain Conventional Weapons provides a unique and essential framework to address current and emerging humanitarian challenges in armed conflicts, in particular those related to the weaponization of emerging technologies, including autonomous technologies. Brazil is part of all CCW protocols, reflecting our firm commitment to international humanitarian law and the protection of human life and dignity in the context of armed conflicts. I shall stress that CCW obligations are an integral part of the curricula of all military academies in Brazil. The CCW has been paramount in striking a balance between humanitarian concerns and military actions when addressing the use of particular means of war in situations of armed conflict, reaffirming the principle according to which the right parties involved in an armed conflict to choose methods of means or means of warfare should not be unlimited. One of the key tasks ahead of us is to consider the continuation of GGE on Lethal Autonomous Weapons System next year, its duration, and most acutely, its mandate. In our view, the 2019 GGE made important contributions to the deliberations on the subject, reiterating agreements from the previous years and approving a new set of conclusions which can be useful moving forward. We must not, however, be fully satisfied with the modest success achieved so far. The development of new technologies and its integration into military programs is still outpacing our diplomatic efforts to regulate its security and humanitarian impacts. We, the international community, do not have the luxury of time. If an effective framework to deal with the challenges posed by laws is not developed in the coming years, it might just become too late. Brazil supports the beginning of negotiations to establish a positive obligation of human control in weapons system which autonomous functions as the centerpiece of any regulatory framework. We have submitted a proposal to this effect alongside Austria and Chile in 2018, which I believe remains on the table. In the meantime of the absence of a consensus, however, we believe that we must step up our efforts to find convergences on the main topics of discussion. We are convinced that common understanding on what human control means, how can it be effectuated, and its relationship with related concepts such as human judgment and human machine interaction are some of the most relevant issues going forward. We would like to see our next 2 years' work concentrate on refining our common understanding on laws in general and on these issues in particular, with a view to agree on options for policy measures at the 2021 review conference. In fact, Brazil looks forward to a fruitful exchange of views during this annual meeting, and we are ready to contribute constructively to the implementations of all aspects of the CCW. Thank you very much, Mr. President.